You're listening to the Film Companion Podcast Network. Drop us a rating and do review us, please. Happy listening. Raj, it's so lovely to have you in the FC studio. I feel like it's been too long.
It's been a while, yes. Hello? I'm so glad we're doing this. Yeah.
And I think we are now going into the season of Rajkumar Rao.
Hopefully.
you have of course Shrikant, but you also have Mr. and Mrs. Mahi. We got a date announcement for Vicky Vidya ka wo wala video. Kya baat hai? I was like, all the W's and the V's are gonna get mangled there. But what an
this
exciting.
This three part two also.
Wo to, yeah. I can't wait.
Nami kafi hai types.
You know that when I went to the office. I went into Amar's
cabin
and there is the Strika putla over there and I took a photo with it.
Yeah, of course.
So I'm a big admirer. Yeah. Three is August.
Yeah.
Right. So you have this amazing lineup. Does it feel like a kind of a critical time for you as an actor? Or Raj, now after more than 10 years, innumerable awards, including the National Award, are you in a more zen-like space? Like, do you disconnect from all of it?
I do, and I also don't. Both ways. There are days when I'm very zen-like, but mostly I'm very zen-like. I would say that. This is an 80-20 ratio. 20, I would just say, because of course everybody wants their films to work. But for me, my biggest high is to be on that set. And now that, because we are here for Shrikant, so like to be on that set and to be Shrikant throughout the day, that gives me the immense amount of happiness. And then, of course, you make a good film also, then you're like, my work is done. Yeah. Now, nothing is in my control. I cannot do anything. Rest everything is, I think this film will have its own journey. It's for the people to decide and to watch. But I'm slightly hopeful for this film. I think it's very aspirational, and thankfully, a lot of people give us a 12th Filka example. I feel so happy. I feel so happy when a good film works. Because that gives hope to so many people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's great that, 12th Fail did what it did. Because that's why Shrikant, now people are hopeful. That, oh wow, that one did well. And this is on the same that, aspirational and an underdog story. So this might also do well.
Yeah.
And I'm hopeful then there'll be 10 more Shrikant's and 12th Fails.
Yeah.
But then there are days, of course, where I sit back and think that, three is also coming. The last one was such a big success. This one hopefully will also do well. Yeah, we made a good film. I think we'll do well. That internal conversation, that happens sometimes.
But it's hota.
It's very natural. Yeah.
Raj, to me, you're one of the finest actors we have.
Thank you.
Genuinely. And I was looking at your IMDb page, right? You have 67 credits as an actor. And I look at the consistency. Every year you will give us one, two characters who are, who just stay with you. I mean, I loved what you did as Panna Tippu in Guns and Gulabs. Before that, as Surya Kumar in Bheer. The year before that, there's Monica, Oh My Darling. And Badhai Do, Shardul in Badhai Do is just, what a character. For many years, I was in love with Alu from Ludo, right? So I think what you do and how you do it is just exemplary, which is why I found the last few days and the noise around you really heartbreaking, because why are they talking about plastic surgery when you are a man who with immense talent, and it's not today or tomorrow. I mean, you've done this now for more than 10 years. Tell me, how do you process something like this when it happens? Again, does it bother you, or are you in that space where you know that this is a news cycle or ab ye khatam ho jayegi and I will go on, because you've done this for so long?
Well, actually a lot of people, first time when it started, I also looked at that picture and I felt, this is weird, but that you're seeing me now, people are seeing me now. I don't look like that guy in that picture. Mm. Like, this is weird. Has someone done something to this image? Because it's too clean to be believable. But then the noise started and it just spread like wildfire. And I was like, wow, what's happening? And then people told me, okay, it's good. Now you're in meme culture. It means you're famous, you're popular. People want to write about you. So good, don't worry about it. And also because I know my truth, I haven't done it.
Yeah.
So, why should I feel... If I would have done it also, I wouldn't have felt guilty.
Correct.
Because
it's
it was
choice.
My decision.
Yeah.
I have not done it also. Huh. So I'm like, I have not done it. People are writing about it. That's okay. And then, of course, a couple of days back, there were some interviews lined up and everybody wanted to know about this. And I gave my answer. Being an honest guy, I said, yeah, I did what I had to do 9 years back.
Yeah.
Not like in the middle of a shoot. I'm shooting for a film right now, Vicky Vidya. In the middle of a shoot, I would go and do something. 9 years back, I did that. On one picture, in 14 years, you've never seen an image like this. On one picture, you just want to create this hoopla.
Yeah.
I said, fine, because maybe people, you want your those views and you want your likes. Fine, it doesn't bother me. Because I know eventually it's the work people will talk about.
Absolutely.
And that is the most important thing to me. Yeah. Because I'm still the same person. I am still the same actor. I'm still as hungry as I was 10 years back. So it doesn't matter to me, honestly, after
you
a while.
You can disconnect.
I can disconnect, totally disconnect. And I'm the kind of person who will always keep my chin up. Yeah.
High five for that one. I love it. But tell me, you know, I've always heard women talk about the pressure there is and how they get judged constantly and how, you know, I remember one interview years ago with Paranidhi. She told me about how she was at a friend's house and she was just there late at night and she came out and there were all these photographers come and, you know, the pictures went out. She was wearing some chappals and then that was circled and, oh my God, yeah, this is the footwear, yeah, all that stuff. What is the pressure like for men?
It's the same.
Really?
It's the same. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't think so. It's any different. Like if you go out, maybe not this bad when you talk about your chappals, but it's the same. Like if one wrong picture, because it has happened to me recently, so I know. One wrong angle, one wrong picture, one wrong moment captured on camera, and people would just talk about it for no reason. Like, I don't know how it became like this. It was never like this.
Yeah.
Now when you go to the airport, you wonder, what if they are babs, yaar? You know, I'm not carrying my cap and it's a bad hair day. The picture will come and then there'll be, you know, comments, bad comments. So that pressure is there, which is so weird, right?
It is.
Like, it's so weird. And but saying that, also, I would say our paps are still very, very sweet. You know, if you tell them, listen, guys, you know, please don't click today. I'm like, you know, it's just, I didn't know you guys would be here. So they understand. But still, you never know. But the pressure is there. I wouldn't deny that. Like, agar mera bas chale to jaise main apne ghar pe rehta hu na, boxers or vest mein, that's how I would be throughout the day in my shorts and vest. But yeah, sadly you can't, because now people are just looking at you. They are waiting for that one wrong moment or wrong image to come out so that they can have their share of fun.
And the talent is not a buffer against all of this?
I think these are two different identities. Your talent, your work, that speaks for itself. There's a definitely, because also I got so much of love in these last couple of days. Like, so many people reached out to me that, you know, we don't care. It's your life. We love you as an actor. We'll always love you. And I'm talking about directors, big YouTubers, influencers in their own, you know, sweet gali galoj language. Kehte hain ki ye wo aap chhodo, aap apne kaam pe dhyan do. And saying that, you're looking better. Aur kyun? Inke liye thodi jiye hogi hoge aap. It's like, yeah, sure, man. But thank you. Sweet of you. But yeah, talent, I think, is something else altogether. It has nothing to do with your personal life. Your personal life is a different scenario. Yeah, as is in art and the artist. Yeah. So art is different. People would watch it. But in your personal life, what else are you doing? I'm sure there's a section of an audience out there who's sitting, faceless people, right? Who are sitting out there who have nothing to do, would just troll, like as you said, Paranidhi, or I'm sure we have seen it in the past. They would just troll people. They have nothing better to do. That's why they're called trollers, right?
Chaliye, kaam pe dhyan dete.
Kaam pe dhyan dete.
Right?
Yeah.
I want to talk about Srikanth. You know, this era of playing a visually impaired person, you've had landmark performances. Right, there was Naseer Saab in Sparsh.
Yeah.
There's Al Pacino in Scent of a Woman. Yeah. You know, just like incredible performances. How did you prep? How did you get into it?
I saw Sparsh, of course.
As research?
Not as research. Huh. Long back in FTI also. Okay. Like some one or two times I've seen it, of course, in awe of his performance there. Then, of course, Scent of a Woman, Al Pacino won an Oscar for that. Again, great performance. When Srikanth came to me, I was scared to portray a visually impaired person.
Also, because Hindi films have also done very bad.
Very bad. Yeah. You know, you wear those two big white lenses and then all you wear.
Or you're just looking up in the sky or something.
You do this and you look up and do this.
Yeah.
This is a very conventional, old school, you know, acting.
Huh.
But I thought, of course, that was never the case. That we don't have to do this. We don't have to do this.
Correct.
To tell people ke, about a visually impaired person. So I thought, how to do it now? How to start? So I started with spending time with real visually impaired people. So I started spending time in blind schools and spent hours there talking to, you know, a couple of blind people there, and then started recording them. And what I realized was, because my also first thought was, as an actor, if I would have to go and give an audition for a blind person before Shrikant, I would do the same. You know, I would look in at one point with some dead eyes and would look, keep looking there without moving my eyeballs. And that's the most obvious way. Somebody would talk to me, I'll just turn like this, that's how you'll play, like, you know.
Yeah.
That's the first thought. I said, okay, let me just go and meet now, let's see how it happens. And then I realized, out of 20 people I must have met, only one was like this. And 19 were constantly moving their eyeballs, moving their face, you know, facial muscles. And I found that very exciting. I thought, this is something new. Because I didn't know anyone before that, so I thought, this is exciting. Maybe I should try this, because this will be new, something which we've not seen before in a visually impaired character. And then I met Shrikant, and he did the same. I was like, great, he's my guy. I'm going to portray his life. He's doing this. I'm going to do this. And then, of course, it came with a lot of practice. And I decided that, you know, with this film, which I always want to do with all my films whenever I get an opportunity, but this film gave me that chance that you reach on set, you are Shrikant, till you pack up. Because I could not just between action and cut do those, you know, eyeball movements and those eyebrows and then okay, be okay. I thought, let me do it in life so that it comes naturally to me.
So you're wearing these lenses?
One lens on the left eye. Because the kid who played younger Shrikant, he's also a visually impaired boy. Everybody around me, actually, who's a visually impaired person, is actually a visually impaired person. So he had one white little dot in his left eye. So we thought, we have to now, of course, continue. It can't be like, bada, okay, are ye kahan chale gaya? White jo ek dot tha.
Huh.
So for that, I wore one lens in my left eye. But apart from that, nothing. But then I told myself that, okay, I can't see anything. And that's about it. I cannot see anything. If I would fall, I would fall.
The lens was not clouding your vision.
No.
So you could see. You know how you also hear about actors who actually put in lenses so they can't
see. They block their vision.
Their vision, right?
Yeah, yeah,
so you're saying you could see, but mentally
I couldn't see. Yeah, I couldn't see. So that's a mystery. A lot of people ask me, because on set, people were helping me to go from point A to point B. You know, if I'm sitting in this room, the shot is in the other room, they would come and take me. I would hold their hand and go with them. So they would ask me, sir, aapko sach mein nahi dikh raha hai, sir? Sir, I'll tell you after, once we're done with filming. Of course, I could see, I could have a sense, but I told myself, ki no, mujhe nahi dikh raha.
And so even in lunch break, you were in character.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fun. That's what we want to do, right? These are the people we have heard stories of, right? Like Om Sahab in pulling those rickshaw in Calcutta, or Robert De Niro driving taxis in New York, or Daniel Day-Lewis doing these things. So we want to do that. And whenever, of course, I got an opportunity in this film and a couple of my earlier films, I love it. Yeah. That's what we live for.
What did you, Raj, not imagine at all for those of us who can see? What do we completely not understand about those people who can't?
So there are categories, like there are A and B and C. A are like 100% blind, B are like visual, partially impaired, and C is like partially impaired but also lost it like in the last couple of years. So he is 100% blind since birth. So that's very tough. That is tough. But when you meet Shrikant in life, you won't believe that he actually can't see, because he's so confident. He's so confident about everything. He would just get up and start walking without realizing that he might bang into that door. But he's that confident. What we cannot understand is how normal they are. We our first human reaction to when we hear or meet a visually impaired person is so sad. Yeah, let me help him.
Correct.
They don't need your help. They are very normal. They are very capable to do everything. That's what we're trying to tell in our film. All they need is an opportunity, because they are very much capable. They do everything that we do. Like when I used to sit in those blind schools, I would see, like, lunch would happen. I would just sit in one corner just to see. They would come on their own, of course, touching the wall. They exactly know where they have to sit. They would sit, have their lunch. They would ask for some more, say, sabzi, and somebody would come serve. They would pick up their plates, go back, put it in the basin, go out in their libraries or whatever they're doing. So normal. Nobody's there to, are you dekke dekke thoda right mein, left mein CD hai ye. It's like, great. They don't want your sympathy. All they want is opportunities.
Yeah. I want to speak more about this method acting, right? With you, Raj, the stories have always been from the beginning. You know, what you did for that Shahid scene, the jail scene, and how, what the things that went on. I remember you had said for Umerta that Patralekha was actually afraid of who you had become, because you had gone into such a dark space, you know, the weight loss for Trap, the weight gain for Bose. So you followed this from the beginning. Now, there is, however, some kind of, there is a polarized view on this whole kind of idea of acting, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I saw an interview with Brian Cox, the Succession star, and he said, I want to read this out, that I don't hold a lot of the American shit, having to have a religious experience every time you play a part, it's crap. What's your view on this?
I think each to his own. Everybody would find their own process. I'll give you another example. Somebody asked Daniel Day-Lewis, I was seeing one of his rare interviews. Somebody asked him, because this is a very famous, of course, incident of Sir Laurence Olivier telling, I think,
of
Dustin
course.
Hoffman.
Try acting,
because he was supposed to come running and then
he's
panting. Yeah.
Yes.
And then he was actually running out of the stadium. I said, what are you doing? He said, you know, I want to come and I actually want to, like, make it very real. And he said, try acting. Somebody asked this to Daniel Day-Lewis and he said, what do you have to say? Because the audience was laughing. Ha, ha, ha. And Daniel said something so beautiful. He said that, you know, I don't know the exact word, but something on the lines of, okay, I feel sad that how Sir Laurence has not really tasted how it actually feels when you do it so deeply. So I think my answer would be that. Brian Cox is a legend. I love him, but he has his own process. And every actor would have his or her own process. No two actors would say, okay, we approach it the same way.
Mm.
No two actors. So I think you have to find your process. Like, this process won't work in Stri. That's about having fun with your lines. That's about having fun in a scene, improvising with your co-actor, you know. That won't work here. But this will work in Srikanth, in Trapped, or Newton, or Bose, or Shahid, or Umerta. So yeah, you have to see what kind of film that is, the one that you're getting in. So accordingly, you change your process.
You switch it up.
Yeah.
You know, I read this, speaking of Daniel Day-Lewis, there's this lovely, I think they had done a profile of him. And there was, I think, Time magazine or one of those magazines. And one of his co-stars asked him that, like, why do you do it like this? You know, staying in character the whole time for My Left Foot, etc. And he said, I'm not a good enough actor to do it any other way. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Which I thought was just stunning. Like, it made my hair stand. You know, he's like, I'm just not good enough to do it any other way.
Being humble.
Okay, but let me read out to you something Natalie Portman said. Uh-huh. Okay, and she's, of course, an Oscar-winning actor.
Yeah.
She said, I've gotten very into roles, but I think method acting's honestly a luxury that women can't afford. I don't think that children or partners would be very understanding of me making everyone call me Jackie Kennedy all the time.
This is during Actors on Actors for May December.
This could be.
I saw this.
So I mean, do you think that plays in, like, gender plays a role here?
Tough, because I haven't really experienced something like that in personal life or have seen something like that. But if you're on that stature, like, I'm sure Natalie Portman is, you know. She's on that level that she can afford to do this. But yeah, but I think she's talking also about having kids at home,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, then you can't stay in character be in that mode.
That's true. Yeah, it can be tough. It can get tough. In that case, I think what you have to do, what I would do is I would be my character on set. Mm. But once I come back home, subconsciously I'll think about my character, but I'll be present for my family. I won't be like, don't talk to me.
And nothing. You can compartmentalize like that?
Yeah, I can.
And switch off. Like when you're switch in the car off. On the way home, you switch off.
I think if it's a physical trait, then it's slightly easier.
Yeah.
But if it's like omerta, that happened. Even when I used to come back to my hotel, my mind would work like that. It would be so hard and so dark. But when it comes to physical trait like Srikanth, I can be Srikanth physically on set for those 13 hours. And once I come back home, I'll be Raj. Yeah. So that can work.
So
in my case,
Patralekha doesn't have those. I remember Deepika saying that every few months Ranveer is a new person.
Yeah.
So Patralekha doesn't have those issues. You're the same Raj when you're home.
I'm the same Raj when I'm home. But in few films, as she mentioned, Omerta, there are a few films which really pushes you in that black hole where you want to come out and get done with it. Yeah.
You know, Raj, you're also one of the sort of early and few actors who were kind of the bridge between mainstream and sort of left of mainstream, right? You've never been slotted in that certain, okay, no, he's only good for that. You've done it all. You've done the song and dance. You've done the Newtons. What do you make of the landscape today, especially the last few weeks? It's been really a tough scenario for Hindi cinema. The big movies haven't worked, but neither have the mid-budget and the small budget ones. Do you like think about these things, or are you just focused on what you do?
No, it's very natural to think about it. I think you have to make a good film. Eventually, that's what matters. It might start slow. Again, I would give 12th Fail example. Even for that matter, Madgaon Express. Kunal is a dear, dear friend.
Yeah.
You know, it started slow. But
What a fun film
he's made.
Yeah.
And he's that guy. Again, it started very slow. But even now, the shows have increased.
Yeah.
And it's, I think, fourth week now.
Yeah.
It has increased. So I think if you make a good film, eventually it will find its way. But you have to make a good film. That's given. You cannot be like, let's make a project, and then because people want to see this. We don't know what people want to see.
Yeah.
They want to see what they want to see. They know it. Yeah.
So when this whole, through the pandemic, this whole conversation about, now they will come only for big films or they'll come only for a certain event movie type of thing. Did you have, Raj, any kind of a existential sort of crisis about where do I fit in?
No, I honestly don't think like that. I want to focus on my work. As I said, earlier, I want to focus on my work. I want to just be happy doing that. And that's everything I don't really think about. Where would I fit in? What's going to happen to me now? It's like, haan, kaam toh aa raha hai, achha hai. Achha kaam ho raha hai, working with good people, in good stories. That's the reason we came to the city, right? And that is happening. So I think a lot of gratitude and nothing else.
And do the sort of market, the noise and the market conditions, does it ever impact on the films you choose? Or are you choosing purely by instinct?
No, purely by instinct. Of course, Mr. and Mrs. Mai, again, a beautiful film. Like, film I'm very, very proud of, honestly. And Stree, of course, because it's my franchise. And it's so much fun doing horror comedy. Vicky Vidya is a super funny film. It's my most commercial, I would say, comedy. Because Raj genuinely is a great writer.
Yeah.
Like, I was zapped. Like, I would ask him questions. And this is, I think, his funniest script till date, I have a feeling. Like, I would ask him some, ispe kuch batao na kuch main yahan pe kuch. He would give you three punches then and there. Ye bol sakta hai, I'm like, what? How do you have this talent? But it's, and my humor. My humor is not buffoonery.
Right.
Like, my humor is Stree, Bareilly, Ludo. Those are the kind of comedies I like, even watching. But I was like, wow, this guy is so talented, man. So it's again a decision because I really wanted to try one hardcore commercial comedy, how it happens. So I had a lot of fun. But whatever I'm choosing is I'm being very, very conscious, working with you know, some great mind, whatever I'm doing next also, working in good stories with like-minded people, yeah, that is very, very important. Yeah.
But there's no, it's literally like you respond to a script and you will do it irrespective of whether you think or, you don't even go into chalegi, nahi chalegi, ye kuch nahi.
That nobody knows. Na.
Yeah, nobody knows.
Yeah, nobody knows. वो तो किसी को पता ही नहीं है क्या चलेगा. वी हैव सीन ऑफ कोर्स देयर सो मेनी एग्जांपल्स इन पास्ट जो हमें लगता था ये तो बहुत चलेगी और नहीं चलेगी, इसका तो कुछ नहीं होगा, ओ, ये तो बहुत चल गई. या माय ओन फिल्म थ्री और न्यूटन और बरेली लेके हाँ ठीक है ठीक ठाक रहेगी, बट व्हाट या डिड सच ग्रेट नंबर्स.
या वेल व्हाट कैन यू टेल अस अबाउट थ्री टू. आई लव स्त्री रक्षा करना.
ओ स्त्री रक्षा करना. उसकी रक्षा तो करेगी. सेम वर्ल्ड, आई थिंक सेम वर्ल्ड सेम पीपल, इट्स बिगर फॉर श्योर, बट सेम दुनिया, कुछ नहीं बदला है. आई थिंक वो जो सोल थी उस फिल्म की वो इसमें भी है. आई रिमेंबर मैं और श्रद्धा हम लोग जब चंदेरी पहुंचे थे शूट करने और अमर हम तीनों बैठे थे एंड वी वर लुकिंग सेम लोकेशंस बिकॉज सेम प्लेस वी वर स्टेइंग इन एंड वी लुकिंग एट द सेम स्पॉट लाइक. And there was just there was this constant smile on our faces because we were thinking, you know, reliving those moments. अरे यहाँ पे बैठे थे, अरे यहाँ से तो आ जाना श्रद्धा, ये क्या था. Just fun. स्त्री will always be such a special memory.
Yeah.
It's bigger and that only that I can tell you.
Raj, are you as an actor very different from the guy who did LSD?
Definitely, I've grown. I've definitely grown as an actor. Also because I've lived 14 years after that, you know. So you gain that much of experience from life also. And I think life teaches you the most about any art form. So my life has taught me a lot more than who I was 14 years back. So yeah, I've definitely grown as an actor. Now when I look back my earlier films like Shahid, now if I have to do them again, I think there would be a different take on those characters. Yeah. Yeah, for that moment, I did it with utmost sincerity and full honesty. But now I think, because now I'm a different guy, so it'll be a different take maybe.
But you're not, the basic instincts and the way you approach your characters is more or less the same.
It's the same, yeah, that is the same. The only thing is, as I said, ki life ka wo 14 saal ka experience mil gaya hai.
Right.
Jo nahi tha pehle. So wo experience mein abhi, I can add a lot more to my characters. I've lived more, I've seen more people, I've traveled more. So, you know, things open up.
Yeah. What about negotiating the film industry? Are you also now, after 14 years, sort of more, more of an expert at that? Just the politics, the noise?
No, not at all.
What do
because,
you
No, because I work, I come back home, and then I chill. Yeah, so I don't have anything. I don't understand the politics. Yeah, I've seen it, of course. I've seen it firsthand. People replacing me, and because somebody else wanted to do it, and I've seen it with my friends getting replaced. But like, okay, yeah, it happens. Yeah, what to do?
तो अब गुस्सा भी नहीं आता?
गुस्सा तब भी नहीं आता था.
अच्छा?
कोई फायदा नहीं गुस्सा करके, because I think it will just frustrate you, and I don't want to, you know, live with angst. I don't want to live with frustration. I'm a happy soul. I am very positive when it comes to my life. And I want to live that way. I think that's a great space to be in. Do work with good people. Be a part of amazing stories. Come back home. You know, me and Patra. Patra goes for work. She comes back home. Both of us with our Gaga. And now two new more. Lucy and Lucci. Babies. Small one. So yeah. We're happy in our world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And why bother with?
Why bother with politics? Yeh hai na sab jo ye sab karte hain. Unka kaam hai na. Photos ko. Photoshop karo. Ye karo. Video banao.
करेक्ट. थोड़ी सी आवाज करो ये वो.
करेक्ट. स्पेशली नाउ इन दिस डीप फेक एंड एआई वर्ल्ड. आई डोंट नो व्हाट्स गोना हैपन.
आई नो. माय गॉड. इज दैट समथिंग दैट स्केयर्स यू?
इट इज स्केरी. इट इज वेरी स्केरी एंड इट्स गोना इंक्रीज. इट्स
नॉट यू आर अ पब्लिक पर्सन.
या इट इज स्केरी. या व्हेन आई सॉ दोस इनिशियल इमेजेस ऑफ यू नो स्पेशली फीमेल एक्टर्स कैन गेट वेरी स्केरी. या एंड आई होप पीपल गेट एजुकेटेड. पीपल अंडरस्टैंड बिकॉज़ पीपल बिलीव व्हाट दे सी ऑन सोशल मीडिया. I hope, you know, we start educating them that everything that you see on social media is not true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you also cut off from social media to protect
I'm not too active on social media, to be honest. I'm only on Instagram. Huh. I don't use my Twitter. I think I'm on Twitter, but I don't use it. I haven't touched it for many, many years. I think maybe I use once or twice a year, maximum.
But Instagram, and this is a conscious choice.
Conscious choice. I'm not on Facebook at all. Instagram also, early morning when I'm having my coffee, for 10 minutes, I would see Instagram, YouTube and NDTV. For news, entertainment and for Acha Kya Chal Raha latest, that's it. But I'm not somebody who would just sit and keep scrolling.
Yeah.
Like I started rewatching Godfather last night, and that's what I was watching while coming here. I think I want to, because I want to always be inspired, you know, by watching great film, great performances, listening to good podcasts. Yeah. That's more beneficial than just keep scrolling.
Please stay inspired so that you can keep inspiring us.
Thank you. Yes.
And if you're looking for inspiration, I want to highly recommend watching Fahad Fasil in Aavesham.
Abhi?
Of course. Is just astounding.
Fahad is a dear friend and I wait for his film.
Yeah. So this is the one to see after. But you are so busy for the next few months.
No. I take out time to watch films.
Really?
I watch one film a day for sure.
Acha?
Yeah.
That's very impressive. One a day. That's like
sure.
My ambition, but yeah. Life gets in the way.
And I watch it. I make sure I have to watch one film a day.
Oh, you're doing better than me.
Like last Chamkila, I've seen I think thrice already.
Really?
Yeah. I'm in love with that film.
Yeah.
And Diljit. But he also is great. Yeah. Diljit, some moments.
He's just fantastic. Oof. He's just incredible.
And Aasma nikal ke de diya usne.
Or Raj, when you talk to him, it's like, नहीं मैंने क्या किया, मैं तो सेट पे चला गया.
मैंने देखे इंटरव्यू कि मुझे तो पता ही नहीं है कैसे होता है, जो विच कैन बी ट्रू ऑल्सो नोइंग हिम, बट ही जस्ट आई थिंक समथिंग एज ही वॉज सेइंग इन वन ऑफ हिज पॉडकास्ट, कुछ 2020 में कुछ तो हुआ है विच हैज चेंज्ड हिम एज अ पर्सन फॉर गुड. आई एम ग्लैड इट हैपेंड बिकॉज बहुत ही ज्यादा प्योरिटी है, बहुत लाइक चमकीला. आई थिंक अमर सिंह और कोई कर ही नहीं सकता था बेटर देन हिम.
इट्स नॉट इमेजिनेबल.
समटाइम्स यू फील ना, यू सी अ फिल्म की अरे यार काश एक एक्टर मुझे मिलता, बट चमकीला से कि नहीं नहीं आप ही हो. Thank God आपको मिला.
Well, I can't wait to see all your movies.
Thank you.
And especially Stree.
Thank you.
Have fun and really looking forward to Shrikant.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Raj.
Thank you.